Dear fellow redeemed, remember your place. That's something someone may say to you when you do or say something that oversteps your bounds. A supervisor may say it to one of the employees under him who tries to tell him how he should be doing his job. A teacher may say it to one of his students who thinks that he or she knows more than the teacher does. When someone tells us to remember our place, it often makes us angry. But this morning, we are going to consider a portion of God's Word that tells us to remember our place. Listen to Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Jesus had gone to the northeast region of Tyre and Sidon on the coast of the Mediterranean to get away from the crowds and spend some time alone with his disciples. But that didn't work very well. A Canaanite woman found out that they were there, and she came out crying after them, asking for help. She had obviously heard about the miracles that Jesus had been doing, and seems to have heard some of the messianic prophecies about Jesus, as she called him the Son of David. But Jesus answered her not a word. What would you have done if Jesus ignored you? But this didn't stop the woman. She continued to ask for help, so the disciples came to Jesus and asked him to do something about her. And Jesus said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." We don't know if the woman heard these words of Jesus or not. God doesn't really tell us one way or another. But imagine that she did hear these words. If you were that woman, how would you have responded? I probably would have given up and gone home. But that isn't what the woman does. This exchange between Jesus and the disciples gave her the chance to come near, and she came and worshiped Jesus and again asked for his help. Now, while she may not have heard Jesus' words to the disciples, she did hear his reply, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." The children here are the children of Israel, the descendants of Abraham. And Jesus here calls this non-Jewish woman a little dog. This term, the term that Jesus uses, isn't as great of an insult as it may at first seem. It refers to a domesticated canine, a pet dog. So Jesus isn't calling her one of those dirty stray dogs that wanders the streets eating garbage. But still, what if Jesus called you a dog? How would you feel? When he says it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs, he's essentially saying, "You are not worthy of my help." How does the woman respond? She said, "Yes, Lord." She accepted the fact that she is just a little dog. She knew her place. She knew that she had no claim on Jesus or any right to ask for his help. So what about us? I don't believe that there's anyone here this morning who is a physical descendant of Abraham. So should the children's bread be given to you? The truth is, by nature, we don't even deserve to be called little dogs. By nature, we are dead in trespasses and sins. We are born sinful and have committed countless transgressions. We have done things that God does not want us to do, and so often failed to do the things that God does want us to do. We are not worthy of a place in His house, even if it is under the table begging for scraps. But rather, what we deserve is to be thrown out of the house into outer darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. But that is why Jesus came to earth. He came to suffer and die for your sins. Don't misunderstand Jesus' words here. He is not saying that He came to save only the Jews. In the Gospels, we see a number of non-Jewish people that Jesus did help. He healed the centurion's servant. In chapter 4 of Matthew, we're told that He healed all the people that were sick who came from the Gentile region of Syria. And remember that one leper out of the 10 that Jesus healed who came back to thank Jesus and worship Him? He was also a non-Jew. As we see this morning, He did help this Canaanite woman and healed her daughter. Jesus' earthly ministry was focused on the Jews. But after His resurrection, what did He tell His disciples? Go and make disciples of all the nations and preach the gospel to all the world. Tell it to every creature. So Jesus did come to pay for your sins and take away your guilt and mine. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, God has reconciled you to Himself so that you do have a place in His household. But are you content to be just a little dog, eating the crumbs that fall from your master's table? Or do you think that you deserve better? Was your grandfather or father a founding member of your church or of the CLC? That should count for something, shouldn't it? What about the fact that you are students or teachers here at Emmanuel Lutheran High School, college, and seminary? Well, you may have something to boast about before men, but not before God. God does not show favoritism, and our pedigree does not carry any weight with God. While the things that we do in faith are pleasing to God, they do not earn His favor. Jesus once asked His disciples if they thought that a master would make his servant dinner when his servant came in from working in the field. Of course not. Jesus concluded, "So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty.'" The Jews often thought that they were better than all other nations. And as we heard in our accounts, Jesus' time on earth was focused on the Jews. But in reality, there is no difference. Galatians chapter 3 says, "There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male or female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise." But still, we have no reason to boast. We are all equally sinful, and we are all equally saved. And our salvation is all God's doing. Jesus came to redeem you who were condemned under the law, so that you might be adopted as His child and have a place at His table. You do not have to beg for scraps, because God freely gives you the bread of life that was promised to you, His children. Not because of who you are, but because of what Christ has done. So remember your place as an unworthy sinner whom God has saved through His Son, and rejoice in the glorious place you have in God's kingdom. We close by singing hymn 417, verses 1, 2, and 6. Verses 1, 2, and 6 of hymn 417.